Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to Spiritual AF, a manifestation podcast for success-driven humans. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am completely obsessed with helping you live a wildly fulfilling life where you are thriving in every way possible. I have helped thousands of humans get happier, healthier, and wealthier over the past 14 years, and now it's time for your own transformation. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful humans. Before we get into today's podcast, I want to invite you into a really special holiday sale that I am hosting for my signature course on femininity and manifesting a masculine man called Feminine and Flow. This course was born out of so many people asking me, how did you go from being such a masculine woman in her masculine energy, burnt out, exhausted, so tired, attracting really shitty things in relationships, to a place of embracing your femininity? I also used to get so many questions about how did you and your husband shift your dynamic to be a more feminine and masculine relationship? So that is where the Feminine and Flow course comes in. I teach you every single thing that I learned on my journey to embracing my femininity and to shifting my relationship with my husband. I break it down for you in a 12-week currently live course. It's not always live, but this time it is going to be live. We're going to start January 15th, and it is currently $1,000 off. I was not sure if I was going to do this Friday, this Black Friday sale, but I'm actually just going to make it a holiday sale because I'm really, really, really excited to take a lot of you into this course. So if you have been eyeing it, or maybe this is the first time that you have even heard of it, but you feel aligned with it, head to johnnyagresta.com/feminineandflow. Use code Black Friday for $1,000 off. This sale is not going to last, and we do have limited spots. So if you have not come in yet, let's do the thing, and I will see you there. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to the podcast. Will I ever say the word podcast normally? Probably not. Oh, you are joined with me today in my office, which again is a rare occurrence, second time in like, what, a week or something of that nature. And today's topic is inspired by some of the comments that I've been getting from you guys on my Instagram from a lot of new followers, so welcome. And y'all are asking me, like, what does it actually look like for me to play a more feminine role in my marriage and in my day-to-day life? So I thought it would be fun for me to just kind of take you through a day in my life. And I'll be doing this on Instagram every once in a while. I haven't determined if I will be putting it up as just like a reel each time I do it, or if I will just do it through my stories. I personally like to consume both types of content, but I could definitely be a little more elaborative if I do it through stories, because I can like just type on each one. So I don't know, maybe I'll just do both. We will see. So those of you who have been commenting have been saying like you are a really successful woman in some way, you manage a lot of people at work, or, you know, you've always been the breadwinner, or even some of you have gone through losing your partner in some way. So you've been a single mom for many years and had to kind of take on that role. And now you're in a new place and you want a different type of relationship or marriage. Some of you are getting remarried. Congratulations. And so let's just go through it. So I used to think that women being in a more feminine role was basically the woman just like dilly-dallying all day, like waking up at whatever time she wanted and sleeping in. And if you have kids, obviously this may look different. I don't have kids currently. Obviously your kids usually wake you up really early. But I would think that women were lazy. I would think that women did it because they couldn't succeed. Like, they didn't have any drive. They didn't have a desire to like succeed in any way, shape, or form, or achieve anything, or make money, or build a business. They were just kind of honestly lazy. That was my perspective of it. Where I got that perspective, I really couldn't tell you, but I personally did not have many housewives in my family, or many, even just feminine women in general who were connected to their femininity. I grew up in a family of women who were highly masculine. Like, even to this day, many went through traumas where they had to basically take on that role and never healed and grew out of it. Maybe they didn't even know it was possible. I don't know. I hope to express to you through my teachings that it is possible. And so I just never really grew up with women being housewives. Like my mom always, I used to call her Dommy, actually, which is kind of, I guess, a weird word if you're into like the kink kind of world, because Dom is like a different thing, like dominatrix thing. But no, I just used to call her Dommy because she played the part of my dad and my mom, even when she got remarried, because I lost my dad when I was younger. He passed away when I was 5. Even when she remarried a few years later, I still never really had that fatherly figure. Like, I had a weird relationship with my stepdad. We didn't talk for almost a decade. Like, it was really, really, really awful. And so I just never had that masculinity to really lean on. I never had the feminine and the masculine kind of evidenced in my life. And so growing up, I always just thought that that's just the way it was. Like, even if women had, even if kids had both parents, and even if women were still married, like, that's just the way kind of women were. They were always the one taking care of everything. The man couldn't really do anything well. Like, there was always criticism of the man. There was always like, well, I can't trust him to do anything, so I have to do everything, right? And so I just thought that that was the way it was. Well, apparently it's not. And women who play a more feminine role are not just fucking lazy and not doing anything. So let's go into what my day kind of looks like. I mean, if you listen to the podcast, if you've been here for a long time, or if you even go back, I express to you guys what my day-to-day looks like quite often. Sometimes I go through like shifts of times that I want to wake up, or shifts in the amount of energy I have to like get shit done, or shifts in my business. So my day-to-day definitely differs, obviously, depending on seasons. And right now I've been having a lot of conversations with you guys about how this may feel like a season of tuning inwards. This may feel like a season of like, you know, there's less sunlight every single day. It's colder. You just kind of want to cozy up and warm up, and waking up early may be a struggle, and getting the same workouts in may be a struggle. And that's inherent. Like, once you're in tune with your body that way, that's evident of you getting more in tune with your feminine energy. The feminine energy is very emotional. Feminine energy is very flowy, is very, you know, it goes through waves. If you think of our cycle of menstruation and just our hormones in general, there is a wave of energy that we get, and a time to slow down throughout the month, and a time when we have more energy to get shit done. And it's just you now noticing it. Whereas if you're not in tune with your feminine energy at all, what you will experience is just bulldozing your way through. So whether you don't have the energy, whether you feel like you just have to keep going this way, or maybe you're a high level executive or a business owner or whatever, and you just feel like you just need to perform, you need to always do. And so being in tune with your feminine energy is really just being in tune with your own energy, your own cycles, your own emotion. And so right now, I'm kind of in a mixed season personally. I'm in a mixed season of, I somewhat have a lot of energy to get things done, but I don't have a lot of energy to do a lot of the other things that I used to do. In many different ways. That's why I've been a little bit scarce on the podcast. Sometimes I record every day. Recently, I've been recording a few times a week, maybe. So let's just go through what my day looks like. So I wake up at 6 a.m. currently, for the most part. I go to bed very early, by the way. I've been needing a lot of sleep. And so I wake up at 6 a.m. I immediately, like, I cuddle my puppies, I cuddle my husband, I kiss him, whatever. He wakes up a few minutes later, like 6:15, closer to it. Sometimes he gets up a little bit later. It just depends. And then I meditate immediately. I like brush my teeth. I wash my face, which I have realized is actually a really important thing to do in the morning for my personal skin. I thought like just putting water on it was going to be fine. But apparently when I work out and I don't actually clean my face first thing in the morning, I break out a lot more. So I've been playing around with that. So I wash my face. I personally don't have like an early morning skincare routine like that, because then I get ready and then I go to Pilates, or I've been lifting weights earlier, or I just go on a walk or get cardio done or whatever it is that I'm craving that day. So it's all literally based off of what I'm craving. And that's very different from the way that I used to live, which was like, I'm always going to heavy weight train. I'm going to go 4 to 6 days a week. I'm going to do back one day, chest one day, arms another day, shoulders another day, legs 2 days a week. And
I just don't have that energy. And so I've been doing a lot more Pilates. I have a whole two-part podcast that you guys can go listen to on the previous two if you want to learn more about my current health routine and what I've been doing. But yeah, I go to Pilates. I come back. I make breakfast for my husband and I. Of course, he could do it, but I'm always like, babe, go sit down. You're going to go work a lot today. Like, there's stuff on your mind that you want to get done. So you go and do that. So I make us breakfast. I currently make us a grain-free porridge. Everyone's like, what are you, the three little bears? Like, who eats porridge? I eat porridge, and it's really freaking good. It's just like a bunch of seeds, a bunch of nuts, some cocoa powder. I put protein powder in his. I think it's gross to eat with protein powder. I'm not a fan of protein powder as much as I try. And then I make my own almond milk. I have like a machine or whatever. If you're interested, let me know and I can send you the one that I have. It was definitely on the cheaper side. It was like $65 or $70 or something. And I think we got like a coupon, so it was super affordable because there are ones that are a lot more money. I don't know the difference between it. This works well in my opinion. So I make that. I make fresh almond milk for myself. And this morning I tried a cranberry cinnamon almond milk and it was really good. 10 out of 10. And then I usually like spend some time with my husband. I make us matcha lattes in the morning, and then we'll talk about our day, talk if like there's anything coming up for one of us and we need like some support, we tune into that. And I think that that's really an important thing to note, because I think the idea is that when you're with a masculine man, he's not going to have emotions. And there are some men, I would probably call it on the toxic masculinity side, but I think that like there's some people who preach like, oh man, don't show your woman weakness. It's not going to be sexy. Don't show her emotions. It's not going to be sexy. I mean, do I want to know like everything that my husband is feeling 24/7? No. Does he want to know that about me? Probably not. Can he tolerate more from me and it still feel like a good dynamic? Yes. If I mean, he's obviously had seasons, even as he stepped up into his masculinity more and more and more. Obviously, he has emotions. Like this morning, he was feeling a little anxious. We're thinking about making a really big decision in our life. And so like there were just a lot of things to consider, a lot of things that we've been putting energy into. And he was just feeling a little anxious this morning. So like he meditated, he took care of himself. Like having your own ways of regulating your emotions and dealing with your emotions and not coping with your emotions, because I feel like coping is like ignoring and just trying to deal with the symptom, but getting to the root of it and address like, okay, I'm fearful of this. I'm anxious about this. This is why it's coming up. I don't mind playing that supportive role for my husband. When he's gone through that every single day and it like inhibited him from actually working, or it inhibited him from building his business, or it caused me to lose attraction in some way, like I would just be open with him. But right now he's in a really good season and he just was experiencing some stuff this morning. So sometimes I'd be like, babe, I, you know, please defer to somebody else. I don't have space for this, or I do. So this morning, that's kind of what it looked like. And then he went to the gym. If I'm weightlifting that day or whatever, sometimes I'll go with him then. And then I basically did a lot of housework. I usually run the dishwasher late in the evening. Sometimes I have to run it twice a day. I don't know how those of you who do have kids and those of you who have bigger families don't run your dishwashers 24/7. Like if I have to run it twice a day and it's only two of us eating, y'all, I don't know. I mean, I also don't know how to stack the dishwasher very well. I'm one of those people that it just looks like a wreck. I try and do my best, but my husband's always looking at me. He's like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I don't know how to do this well. I didn't grow up with a dishwasher. We just hand washed everything. But anyway, I usually take that out right after breakfast and I start reloading it. And that's a really important process for me because I like everything really clean in general and very clean for me to start my day and go into like whatever my schedule is for that day. And so after I just kind of clean up the house a little bit, we use vinegar as a cleaning agent in my house in all ways. And like, we're fine. We don't get sick. Vinegar is a great cleaner. Some people only use it for their kitchen. I use it for everything. And again, we are really healthy and we don't get sick. So, knock on wood. Watch me tomorrow and be like, ah, I'm so sick. No, not gonna happen. But anyway, if in a girl, whatever countertops I need, or if the stove got dirty or whatever, I just make sure everything's clean. This morning, I also have some, like just clothing to put away. I make the bed. Of course, my husband can make it, but I'm like, babe, don't worry about that. You're going to go and like haul ass for the day. I'm going to take care of the bed. And again, it's just a good feeling of taking care of my home. And I think that's just inherently a very traditional feminine place to be. Of course, you can pay people to do it and stuff like that. But I think that in terms of if you're going to choose between you or your husband doing it, you or your man doing it, I think that it's empowering to both of you from what I've seen time and time again with myself, my clients, people I've worked with, people that I talk to about this dynamic. It's just more empowering for both of you, for the woman to kind of take care of it. Call it what it is. I just find that that's facts, because then it gives him space to really step up. It gives him space to like, okay, head down into his work, into his laptop, into, you know, his phone, if he's answering phone calls all day long and stuff like that. Like, it just gives him the space to do that, knowing that he's taken care of. And that for me is really fulfilling. I got a comment saying on one of my posts the other day, I think Friday or something, saying that you realize how deeply it is fulfilling for you to take care of people. And taking care of your husband is something that you absolutely love. And I think that that's, again, it's just human freaking nature. Whether you're the person in charge of dinner and like you're picking and ordering out the food, or you're, you know, setting it up with a chef who's going to do it for you, or whatever, just having some sense of both of you not having to worry about it. Y'all, we know what happens when both of us have to worry about what we're eating for dinner. Like, we just end up hangry. And then we end up ordering out, or we end up just doing whatever, or eating really late, or doing something that doesn't feel good. Or there's a couple that I talk to who gets like Chick-fil-A almost every single night. And it's just like, I believe both partners at the core want to eat things that make them feel good. And on a day-to-day basis, Chick-fil-A is not good. I mean, I don't even think one bout of eating Chick-fil-A makes me feel good. I've had it twice in my life, and both times I just felt like trash. Even yesterday, I had a burger and French fries. I ate just a little bit of the bun because I'm currently not really eating gluten too often, unless like it's really worth it. So I took off the bun, and then I just had French fries with it. And like, there was no vegetables, automatically not going to make me feel good. I think we did have some coleslaw. Does that really count? I don't know. It was a very tiny bit. And then the oils that they used for the French fries just had me feeling like absolute crap. Like, I literally crashed all night last night. And so my husband actually helped a lot with heating up some dinner, making sure I was okay. And I literally fell asleep 7:50 in the evening, y'all. Between the time change and me waking up at 6 a.m., apparently I need like 10 and a half hours of sleep. I don't know. I probably could have woken up at 4, but I'm not going to wake up at 4 a.m. and then last again until 8:30, which is my normal bedtime. I digress. So I made sure the house was clean to my standard, and then I showered. I got ready. Today was a hair wash day, so I did that. I put on clothing. I like to make sure, I mean, I spent most of my life in workout clothing, and I could easily do that now, seeing as I work from home and I don't actually have to like be anywhere to look, you know, different than just in workout clothing. And let's be real, some workout clothing is actually really freaking cute. So, you know, we could just live in it. But I've been making it a point for the past 2 years or so, 3 years or so, whatever it's been, to really put attention into my physical appearance and something that makes me just feel good. I'm not going to say you like have to dress a certain way, or you have to have a full face of makeup or whatever. There are some days I do, and some days I go without anything on my face and I just do like a moisturizer, skincare routine, toner, stuff like that. And so I get ready, and that makes a big difference in how I feel. That makes a big difference in like just how I feel to present myself and what I feel like I'm embodying. I feel like it's just an extra step of taking care of myself. And it's really attractive to my husband. Not that he's not attracted to me when I am in workout clothing, of course he is. And not that he's not attracted to me when I'm in my pajamas, which depending on what they are, sometimes they are definitely a little out there. And he's like, babe, what the hell are you wearing? I'm like, but it's cozy, or like it's completely mismatching, whatever. Not that like, you know, we wouldn't be intimate together if I wore something like that. But it just, you know, I used to think that women who liked to look good for their husband were like, I don't know, being oppressed in some way. And I mean, I like him to look good. I like him to dress up. I like him to not just be in workout clothing all the time, or him to just be in shorts and he's usually topless because he just, he has a lot of hair, guys. If you've ever seen our reels or our TikTok or him in the background of any of my stories, he's 99% of the time without a shirt. He's known as the shirtless man in our complex, actually, because so many people, before they like meet him and whatever, they're like, oh, you're a shirtless man. He's like, yeah, I'm Joe. It's just a thing. And so I don't mind that. I obviously think he's hot like that, but it just feels a little extra for him to put something on that he knows that I like, or he's like, oh, I'm wearing this shirt because I know you like it. Like, that feels really good. And so I like to reciprocate that, and it makes me feel sexier, it makes me feel more feminine, it makes me feel more beautiful. And I think that's valid. Like, I want to help you confirm to yourself that your desire to feel beautiful, your desire to feel feminine, your desire to look really nice is valid, and it's not something you have to oppress or suppress, and it's not something that's indicative of you being oppressed by men and the patriarchy or whatever nonsense is kind of in our brain or what we've been told. It's just a human desire to look good. One time I was having a conversation with a family member of Joseph, who's also obviously my family member, but it's on his side. And she was just like, yeah, like, it's so important for the woman to always look really nice for her husband. And she was a stay-at-home mom. She had like nine kids, some crazy amount, and was always like cooking for everybody, having everybody over, her family. Like, her identity was housewife and mom. And that's really beautiful of her. And when she said that initially, I was like, oh, no. And now I'm like, oh, my goodness, yes. I love to look good and just put in attention. So I think that goes a long way. So I do that almost every day. Some days it just depends. You know, I obviously take days off of caring or not even wanting to do it. But in a general sense, I think it makes us feel really good and look really good and more attractive to both partners, ourselves and our partner. And then obviously I'm getting some work done. Today I have a few things to do with my website, and I have a few things to do with the podcast, obviously, and a piece of content. So that's what I'm going to put the majority of my like get shit done energy into. And then from there, I'll probably make lunch for us. I make like a frittata usually for lunch. I have homemade bagels that I make him, which is super, super, super easy. It's literally like flour and Greek yogurt and some baking soda and seasonings and water, I guess, would go in that or eggs. Or maybe, I don't know, I didn't even remember, but whatever, I Googled it. And I freeze them for him, and when he runs out, I remake them. And so I heat them up for him for his lunch. I usually just do more vegetables for lunch, and if I feel like I need carbs, I will have them. If I had a heavy training day, or it's just that time of, I don't know, the month where I want more carbs or whatever, I'll do that. And then I'll usually figure out, like, do I need to go to the grocery store, or are there more things that I want to clean? Like, last week I was cleaning my couch. Today I'm going to go food shopping. I'll usually play the piano. Like, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do later because it's only 10:42 in the morning, but I'll usually play the piano. At some point today we have planned for intimacy. So I told him, I'm available for you. I'm clean. I want to be intimate with you physically. And so just let me know, and I'm here for it. So whenever that happens, that happens. And then I usually get started on dinner. I like to make more elaborate dinners. I don't like to make just like, you know, chicken and rice and broccoli type thing. I like it to be very cohesive. I like it to have a lot of intention into it. So I have some pork tacos that I'm planning to make tonight. I have to get the ingredients. And then I usually clean up for dinner. I put everything in the, you know, the dishwasher, I clean what needs to be cleaned, et cetera, et cetera. And then I usually read. Tonight we're going to go on a walk, and then we just spend time together. I try not to watch a lot of TV just because I don't feel the best, and it usually keeps me up really late and stuff like that. And then I go to bed. I'm usually in bed by 8. So yeah, again, it's not like I sit home and do nothing. Today I also have a load of laundry to do, but it's not like I sit home and just do nothing. Like, I have the energy to get done for my work, and I build my business as I build my business, and he supports us financially. Anything I bring in currently or will bring in is just extra. I've said that time and time again. And then anything else that comes up throughout the day that I feel called to do or work on, or, you know, talk to you guys in the DMs or client stuff or whatever, just kind of I intertwine into my day. And again, it's just a more flowy kind of way of living. I feel like my intention is to live really healthily, make sure we're both fed really well, make sure that we both feel emotionally supported, make sure that he has enough space to get everything done for himself, make sure that I have enough emotional capacity to be my best. And usually I just need a lot of space for myself. So not every single day looks like busy, or not every single day am I making all meals and stuff like that. Occasionally he'll hop in if I ask him to, or if he just wants. Oh, sorry, I dropped something. Occasionally he will hop in. That was probably really loud. Occasionally he will just hop in if he really wants to, which is rare. Or like this weekend, we did eat out a little bit more than we normally do, and that's fine. So yeah, it just depends. But yeah, that's what my day looks like. And my intention is to really feel good every single day, is to honor my energy, is to build my business and my impact of women embracing their femininity on a manifestation journey, on a personal growth journey, et cetera, et cetera. Build my impact, build my podcast, build my content, build my coaching. And then from that place, I prioritize the house. So it's very little effort. It's very much like, what do I feel called to get done today? What would make me feel the best? What would support us as a household? It's very much like, I feel like as the woman, I really set the emotional tone for the relaxedness in the house, or the like anxiousness, or the, you know, love in the house. And obviously he plays a role in that as well. But as women, when we're burnt out, or we're out of alignment, or we're doing things that really drain our energy, we get more anxious, we want less intimacy, we eat less well, we have more body image struggles, we have more food struggles, we, you know, get more angst, I want to say, like, we get more, like, crabby. And a lot of you guys who are craving to embrace your femininity more are realizing that you don't want to be that way anymore, like, you want to be more joyful. So it's not that as a feminine woman, like, I never feel angry, or I never feel anxious, or I'm always calm and grounded and relaxed. It's that I know what I need to do daily to really connect to that part of myself. And I know how to process the things when they do come up, when I am feeling anxious or negative, or there's something heavy that I'm moving through or grieving or processing or whatever. Recently, I haven't had a lot of that, but I did go through many seasons of having a lot of that. It just depends. So I hope that gave you some insight. And I want to leave you guys off with this. Having some sort of a masculine feminine dynamic in the relationship, where as the woman, you can relax and be supported in whatever way you dictate that that's important to you, is deeply fulfilling for both parties. The man will feel very empowered doing that, and you will feel very empowered as well. So if you want any sort of action step, I would get really clear on what that dynamic would look like for you. What dynamic would give you the space to feel more feminine, to whatever that means to you in this stage of your life. It's looked different for me in different ways. So get clear on what that dynamic would look like for you and with your man. And that's always a good place to start whenever you're manifesting anything. So with that being said, I am going to go and run my laundry maker, I was going to say. I'm going to put some clothing away, and then I'm going to get to work on some that I need to do for my website. But that is it, y'all. If this helped you, let me know. If you got any insight or inspiration or anything, please share with me. I love to hear from you guys in my DMs on Instagram, or you can even email me, johnnymarie@johnnyagresta.com. And if you have not yet, please leave a review for my podcast. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me reach so many more people, even though somehow it's still massively growing. And I'm very, very, very grateful for it, but that would help even more. Okay, y'all. I love you, and I will talk to you soon.